Here in our weekly legislative interview, now talking with Representative Kip Kendrick. And obviously, Representative, this has been a very eventful week for everyone down in Jefferson City, especially concerning Governor Eric Greitens and the report that was released this week. And can we just get some comments from you on what you think of this whole situation?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. You know, it's extremely disturbing what was in the report. You know, it's hard to know where to even begin. The report, the committee, was put together by a unanimous vote in the House. It was a bipartisan group. They worked diligently, many long hours, and came up with a thorough report and a thorough investigation. It was not partisan. It's definitely not a witch hunt. And it was a product that unfortunately revealed what appears to be predatory behavior and some interactions that may rise to the level of sexual assault. It was very disgusting, some of the details that were in the report. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate to see Greitens' response to the report being issued as well. You know, not to sound disrespectful, but I won't call him governor moving forward. I have way too much respect for the office, and I don't believe that he deserves the respect to be called governor at this time. It's way too high of an institution. It's embarrassing for the state. It's difficult to read for the victim, for the governor, for Greitens' family. And then I'm sure victims of sexual assault all across the nation who have had to hear the details, I'm sure it's difficult for them to digest as well. I'm sure it triggers probably memories of events that have happened to them. You know, I think there's going to be a discussion early this next week on how to move forward. The investigative committee continues to meet and focus on another topic of, in the investigation. I believe that Republicans and Democrats are in the same book, maybe not on the same page. I believe that you will hear probably a call from some Democrats, including myself, to move forward with impeachment now. I believe we have plenty of evidence to move forward with impeachment. Impeachment is really just an indictment. I think there's plenty of evidence to move forward at this time with that. You're probably going to hear a little bit more cautious tone, at least from leadership at this point, Republican Party, on calling for a special session later in the summer. I think it's important to move forward now rather than give the executive branch some more leverage and ability to smear people and undermine the process moving forward.
And as you mentioned a little bit of some of the plans moving forward, and as you as legislators, so impeachment does kind of seem like the direction that a lot of people are going in right now.
It does. And, you know, this is, as the speaker said, this is one of the most important decisions that any one person or body can make, is removing another elected official from office. You know, I've got such a tremendous amount of respect for Todd Richardson, the speaker. You know, I don't know that there's anyone in the body who is more suited to kind of lead the House during this process. He's under a tremendous amount of pressure. I don't envy his position at all. He was even, if people remember back, he was even thrust into the speaker role as a result of a sexual scandal back in the 2015 session. So, you know, it's somewhat sad to see him bookend his time as speaker having to deal with this again. But I don't think there's anyone better suited to lead us through it.
Representative Kip Kendrick here on the weekly legislative report. Certainly a tough week for everyone, I'm sure, down in Jefferson City. We appreciate you coming on and giving us some comments.
Yeah, thanks so much, Ben.